By my own hooves and horns, what is this? Look at you. It worked. It really worked. The summoning. My, my. Let's look at you. Get back. Get back. Don't you dare try to leave that circle. I won't hesitate to use this on you. Yes, this. I'll put all three of this trident's sharp barbs through you if I think you're making the slightest move to escape. That's better. Good. Just relax. I didn't bring you here to hurt you. But don't think that I'm not prepared if you get out of line. Good. Well, the legends really are true. A human? Yeah, that's what you're called. You're a human. A human man. Very nice. I like. What am I? I think your stories call us devils or demons or some such. Oh, you have a very specific word for what I am. Let me try to remember. What was it? Oh, it was such a delicious word. Suck. Oh, I remember. Succubus. You know that word, do you? Yes, that's what humans call us. I'm a succubus. Of course I'm real. Truly, I should be the one asking that question. I mean, you are the strange mythical creature here, after all. Yes, these are my own wings. Don't think I didn't notice you looking over the rest of me, either. I did my research before summoning you. I'm ready for you. I know all about the thoughts you think. You human men are always lusting. I know how you summon succubi to your world, how you capture us in summoning circles and use us for sex. You've been doing it for centuries. You find our bodies so irresistible. It's terrible that you can't control yourselves around us. So yes, I know all about your scheming mind and the riddles you use to seduce us. Your tricks are useless here. You won't be able to charm me. I've studied the magics you use on us, and I'm prepared for you. How does it feel to be the one captured inside the circle now? You're already thinking about how to turn the situation to your advantage, aren't you? You're hoping to charm me with some flattering words. You'll tell me that I'm beautiful, or that you like the color of my skin, or that you think my tail is sexy. All straight from the ancient books. You've met your match in me, human. I've read pages and pages about you. I told you I was ready for you. I must say, I didn't fully believe the ritual would work. Nor did I believe that you human men were real. I'm pleased both turned out to be true. So you'll be my captive for a while. How does it feel, human, to be on the inside of the summoning circle? Oh, don't even start. Blah, blah, blah. What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. You're making a mistake. Shh. Shush. I know all about the guile you men use. It won't work on me, I assure you. I'm ready. That's better. Well, I should get a closer look. I didn't summon you all this way for nothing. I'm going to step into the circle with you. Remember, I've read all about you, so don't try anything. I'm just going to step inside, slowly, like this. There. Now we're in here together, just the two of us. The trident? Yes, all right. I'll put it down. See? I'll just gently put it on the floor here. Behave yourself, and I promise I won't hurt you. Yes, yes, I'll send you back eventually. Well, I think I'll send you back. I wasn't sure that the summoning was going to work after all. You'd better not surprise me with any attempt to escape, or I might forget how to do it. Now step over here. I want a close look. Interesting. Is it true that all men have hair on their faces like that? Let me touch it. I like it. You don't mind if I explore a little, do you? I won't hurt you if you don't try to hurt me. You're surprisingly well behaved, I mean, for being a man. The books tell about your wild minds, how you're constantly in need of sex. You conceal it well. But I know how fascinated human men are with succubi. You're thinking about me right now, aren't you? Thinking of how to use your seductive magic on me. You're looking for an opportunity. Looking for a weakness. Liar. Your eyes have been up and down my body a dozen times already. You're scheming. Even now, I can see it. You want to try to seduce me. You're thinking about how to catch me in a moment of surprise. Maybe while my back is turned. You're thinking that I'll need to pick that trident back off the floor eventually. You're planning to come up behind me, slow and non-threatening, hoping to get past my guard. You'll comment on how you like my wings and ask to touch them. Maybe I'll be cooperative and spread them out for you. You'll stroke the crest of one. And the other, you'll tell me that you like them. Then make a comment about how powerful or magnificent or dangerous they are. You'll run your hand across them again. Then you'll follow one to my back and try to rest your hand there. I can see on your face that I've figured you out exactly. Did you think your plan was a secret? Oh, don't stand there like a weak imp and stammer. I know exactly what you've been thinking since the moment your eyes wandered over my body. Let me tell you what else I know about you. You'll tell me that my skin feels hot, and that you like its color. I didn't know that a succubus could have blue skin, you'll say. You'll let your fingers trace down my spine, reaching to touch my ass. I'll catch your wrist with the curl of my tail and warn you not to go too far, but you'll push your luck. You'll grip my tail with your other hand, slowly slide down its length. Maybe I'll let you follow it all the way. Maybe I'll let your hand stay when it takes a hold of more than it should. Maybe I'll like your boldness and step back to press into you. Your face will fall into my hair and you'll breathe its charcoal scent. You'll whisper nonsense about how exotic I am, about how my devilish features turn you on. You'll say that you like my horns. I'll let go of your captured hand from my tail. You'll slide it up my back, over my wings, into my hair. You'll push my hair aside and whisper more mumbled, suggestive things into my ear. You'll kiss my cheek, then my jaw, inching to my neck, until you're working your lips across my neck and my shoulders with breathy hot kisses. Am I making you uncomfortable from looking into your soul so easily? I warned you how much I studied you, book upon book. You won't be able to catch me with any of your erotic guile. Oh, come now. Are you still going to pretend this wasn't your plan? Do you need more proof of how revealed your thoughts are? Of how much I know your intentions? Fine. Next, you'll pull my hips into yours while your kisses grow more furious. I'm stronger than 10 of you, but I'll let you do it, just to play along. You'll press yourself against my ass to show me how excited you are. You'll hope that it excites me too. You'll keep kissing and grinding me, working me, trying to make me as hot as you can. I'll break the moment before you can make me too crazy. I'll turn around to face you. I'll try to kiss your mouth, but you'll resist. You'll clutch my hair and pull my head to expose my neck again. I'm strong enough to hold both your arms with a single hand. I could force that kiss if I wanted. But I'll let you have your way. I'll let you enjoy kissing my throat for a short while. You'll think that your seduction's working, and you'll push me to that large rock just over there. You'll prop me on its corner, push my legs apart. Then you'll start methodically unfastening your belt, acting as if my only choice is to wait for you. I could tear the belt from your waist and rip open your pants at their seams. But I'm patient. I'll wait to see what you do next. Just to play along with you, I'll lean back and let my wings fall to my sides. I'll let you gaze at my surrendered nakedness as you snap your belt loose. With your lust boiling at the sight of me offering myself, you'll hastily unfasten your pants. Your cock will stand proud and tempting before me. You'll unbutton your shirt while I admire your cock. I'll imagine its head penetrating me for the first time while you tease me with your methodical undressing. At last, you'll finish with the last button and let your shirt fall open. You'll slowly stroke yourself and move closer. I'll rub myself for you in reply. You'll position yourself between my thighs and ready your cock. Swollen and hard and ready to enter me, a succubus. So you see how much I know about you and your lustful little plans. This is what you've been plotting all this time, isn't it? Don't deny it. Oh, speechless now, are you? Well, why should I stop now? Let me tell you what else I know. Let's expose all the truth about you. You won't give me that cock, will you? No, no. You'll deny me. Taunt me with it. You'll hold it an inch from me, but no further. Not even to let me feel its tip. By then, I should lose my patience with your cruel human games. I should take you by the throat, hurl you to the ground, and fuck you like I deserve. But I won't let you get to me. I won't let you win your mind games. Instead, I'll surprise you from behind with my twisting tail and force your next move. And you'll descend onto me. You'll be so lusting for me that you'll dare try to taste a succubus pussy. You'll lower to your knees, hook your arms under my legs, and start kissing my molten cunt. Then suddenly you'll strike your tongue up and into me. Deep and maddening. You'll lick and kiss and suck at my clit. I'll start to feel the rise of my first orgasm. I'll ache for you to fill me with your cock to satisfy it. But you won't stop licking and sucking my clit. You'll want to make me come with your tongue first. You'll make me come for you before giving me your cock. I'll start to moan. I'll need to come. You won't give me your cock. So instead, I'll reach for your head between my thighs. I'll show you my strength that you've been toying with. I'll force you to where I need your tongue and hold you there. You'll devour me as I command you to make me come. I'll delight as your tongue and lips pleasure me precisely where I need. I'll spread out my wings, arch my back, and cry out as my first orgasm lets go. Surely you'll realize how futile your twisted plans are. I'm too prepared for you, too wise for your magics and charms to work. No matter how much you wish you could change this scenario from being the captured to the master, your schemes to seduce me will only fail. Oh, you're still not convinced? Do I need to continue to detail how plain your plans are to me? Very well. My first pleasure will burst from me like a bonfire surging to life. You know that my first orgasm will make me hungry for the next and the next. You know that I'll be dangerous to deny then. You'll swiftly be on your feet, between my thighs, again. You'll trace the tip of your cock around the edges of my pussy, daring to still tease me, dipping it into my wetness. You'll taunt me with increasing pressure, not letting me know when you'll give it to me. Will you suddenly plunge in with all your length? Will you give me only the tip and tease me more, popping in and out? I'll admit that I don't know the details of your plan after this, but I do know that your ultimate goal will be to watch your cock disappear deep into a succubus pussy. Deep into my pussy. I know that with one step followed by another, you plan to fuck me. Tell me, do I have your scheme figured out? Maybe I've missed some details here and there, but it should be clear that you'll not surprise me with any tricks. Well, good. I'm pleased that you've finally come to realize your predicament. Now you stay right there. I need to turn around, bend over, and pick up my trident from the floor. Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you with it. I'll move slowly so you can watch every move. You just stay there and don't try anything while my back is turned. Sorry? What did you say? Nice wings. Well, thank you.